أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أفاء الله على رسوله منهم فما أوجفتم عليه من خيل ولا ركاب ولكن الله يسلط رسله على من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير ما أفاء الله على رسوله من أهل القرى فلله وللرسول ولذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل كي لا يكون دولة بين الأغنياء منكم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the Banu Nadir, how they tried to assassinate our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the Bani Nadir. He gave them 10-day period to leave Medina Munawwara. They did not take heed of this message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and subsequently Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid siege to the forts of the Bani Nadir. After some time, Banu Nadir had to give in, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had allowed them to take whatever the animals would carry, whatever load it carries, and they may now move away from Medina Munawwara. They've been expelled and banished. Whatever was left, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the belongings and the goods that were left behind. What will be the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَمَا أَفَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِهِ مِنْهُمْ فَمَا أَوْجَفْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ خَيْلٍ وَلَا رِكَابٍ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَلِّطُ رُسُلَهُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns upon His Rasul. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes a very, very important claim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a reality known to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The word afa Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns, that now everything that was the belongings of the Banu Nadir, all that is in the property and in the ownership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the real owner of everything. Our ownership, mankind's ownership, is a very superficial ownership, superficial in its nature. And now, by the rule of Allah, they were banished from the land. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes possession of everything. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns all of it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From here, the technical term of the Sharia, which is known as fay, comes into being. What is fay? There are two terms that are being used as spoils of war. One is, the Quran speaks about ghanimat, which is the general booty that is acquired by the mujahideen when after a battle ensues. The Muslims fight the kuffar, a battle takes place, and after that battle, whatever is left behind now becomes the property of Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then transfers and grants authority in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to him, or to the Khulafai Rashideen, or to the Amir of the Muslims. But when no battle had ensued, like in this particular case, they locked themselves up in their forts, and then they gave in after a number of days, so there was no battle, or alternatively, a peace treaty is signed, they are happy now to come under the, to leave the goods and move away, so that will be regarded as fay, insofar as the Shariat is concerned. The two have different rulings insofar as the distribution is concerned. In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how this fay will be distributed. But Allah says that He has granted the authority upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَا أَوْجَفْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ خَيْلٍ وَلَا رِكَابٍ. Such that you did not spur your horses or your camels. In other words, you did not ride your horses and camels, urge them to go forth and fight the enemy, but وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَلِّطُ رُسُلَهُ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted dominion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desired. وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over all things. Now in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the recipients, that this because there was no fighting that ensued, there was no battle that ensued, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that it is not the right of the mujahideen now to have any share of the spoils that have been left by the enemies or which they had left and they had gone away. So Allah says, ma afa Allahu ala rasulihi, that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had returned or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted as fay to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min ahli al-qura, from the people of the village, and that will be referring to the surroundings or the suburb of the Banu Nadir. Falillah, it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attaches his name to it, number one for the barakah of it, number two to show that this wealth is now pure, it has gained absolute purity, because now from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the rule and the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that authority is going to be transferred to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will also be for the close family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for two reasons. One was this, that the family members of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lended him support from the very first day. They were also ostracized with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, that if there was any person amongst the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that did not have the means, that was impoverished, then obviously they could not take any form of sadaqah. So this wealth now will be distributed to them, the yateem, the orphans, the miskeen, and that is those who are impoverished, wabni sabil, and the wayfarer, the person that is traveling, they will get a right. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the right of distributing it to them, or Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have kept it and distributed it at a later time. After Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khulafai Rashideen had held this authority, they would either keep it in the Baytul Mal and distribute it whenever they felt it was necessary, and they would use their discretion insofar as that was concerned. Thereafter Allah says, كَيْلَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. Why this wealth will be given specifically to these recipients, so that there will be a dula, there will be a change over, and this wealth will not remain, this wealth will not remain now preservedly in the hands of the aghniya, of the wealthy, but here in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enriched, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had seen to the means of those that did not have. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا, and whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you, فَخُذُوا, then take. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, and whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prohibited you from, then refrain from that. Now, when we look at this ayah in the context of the verse in itself, it is referring to the wealth that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would distribute from the fay. But when we look at how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum applied this portion of the ayah, we will be convinced that it was applied in a very general sense. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once a person was wearing sewn clothes as his ihram, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to the person that this is not permissible. So the person, like how some of us make these stories and these claims, but it is not in the Quran that I cannot wear sewn clothes. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu read this ayah of the Quran, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, that has been described to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has prohibited us from wearing sewn clothes in the state of ihram, and hence We found the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had used this ayah in the most general sense, that whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam commands us to do, we would do, and whatever he prohibits us from, then we will refrain from it. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ in this matter, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in retribution, in punishing an individual. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.